Texas Senator Ted Cruz played a key role in amplifying the false voter fraud claims that drove people to overrun the U.S. Capitol. But he denies any responsibility and aims the blame solely at President Trump. Like Missouri Senator Josh Hawley, Cruz is courting Trump's voters ahead of a possible presidential bid. From member station KERA in Dallas, Brett Jaspers reports on the blowback Cruz faces back at home.
President Trump has continuously lied about widespread voter fraud. He's lost dozens of court cases attempting to overthrow November's election. Among those who have helped amplify those false claims is Ted Cruz. Here he is in Georgia about a week ago, campaigning for fellow Republican senators.
Are they going to try to steal it? Yes, but I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to win by a big enough margin. Ain't nobody stealing the state of Georgia.
Days later, Cruz objected to the ceremonial counting of Electoral College votes. And then after the mob surged into the Capitol, Cruz told TV station KHOU he wasn't responsible for the escalation, not even, quote, remotely.
I think the president's rhetoric was irresponsible. I think it was reckless. And I don't think it was remotely helpful.
But Cruz is taking heat. At least two Democrats in the U.S. Senate and several in Texas have called for his resignation, as have editorial boards of some major newspapers. He says he's not going anywhere. Disgust with his actions has come from his own party, too. Cruz's former chief of staff, Chip Roy, is now a GOP congressman from South Central Texas. He didn't mention Cruz by name, but here's Roy after the riot.
I swore an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States, and I will not bend its words into contortions for personal political expediency.
Utah Senator Mitt Romney said those who objected to the vote counting will be considered complicit in the attack. But it's uncertain whether a real price will be paid by Cruz, who isn't new to pushing at the seams of American government. In his first year as senator in 2013, he encouraged hardline tactics that led to a government shutdown.
I rise in opposition to this deal that does not serve the best interest of the men and women each of us represent.
It was a doomed effort to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Cruz later denied responsibility for the shutdown. Some of Cruz's language and tactics are part of a larger pattern from Republicans to undermine faith in elections, says Jim Henson of the University of Texas at Austin.
Republicans in Texas have spent the better part of the last two decades claiming that elections in Texas were subject to fraud, abuse, and dishonesty. You know, without presenting any real evidence that this was happening on a scale that merited the fear that they were cultivating among their voters.
Henson says Cruz is popular with far-right Republicans in Texas, a large group, even as the state gets more centrist. Most of the state's Republican U.S. House members still voted to object to the electoral vote counting, even after the insurrection. And if Trump leaves office saddled with the blame, that'll be better for Cruz's second run at the presidency, Henson says.
It is not in Cruz's interest for Trump to stay on the stage.
Cruz's Senate office didn't respond to an interview request. The Texas Democratic Party vows not to let the Capitol riot fade from the public's image of Cruz. Gilberto Hinojosa is chairman.
You will continue to see him do these kinds of things. And every single time he does, we will remind people that this man's ambitions cause him not to act in their interest, but only in his interest.
And Cruz's quest for the White House doesn't mean he sacrifices his Senate seat in 2024 when he's up for re-election. Texas law allows him to simultaneously be on the ballot for both jobs. For NPR News, I'm Brett Jaspers in Dallas.